This is Earth and Sky. Every living thing is part of a larger ecosystem, and with time, some creatures become so well adapted to their ecosystem that nothing else will do.
For example, the red-cockaded woodpecker has evolved to live in old southern pines. If vegetation gets too thick and blocks the view from the nest, the birds will abandon it. So they need a fairly open forest. And the red-cockaded woodpecker is adapted to forage on trees with trunks at least 10 inches or about 26 centimeters wide.
But many old southern pines, habitats for the woodpeckers, are disappearing. Many have been cleared for timber and urban development. What's more, fire suppression has created a dense undergrowth in many forests, so red-cockaded woodpeckers were becoming endangered.
A program is in place at the U.S. Forest Service Savannah River Station in western South Carolina to help mend the damage. Trees are being left to grow older before any harvesting is allowed, and an especially long-lived pine species is being planted. Careful prescribed burns are replenishing the soil and clearing room for new growth. And scientists are putting human-made cavities into younger trees to draw birds as they wait for the forest to age again.
In the Savannah River area, there were only 4 red-cockaded woodpeckers known back in 1995. Now there are perhaps 160. For today, that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.